You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Mediumship Uncovered with Medium Donna Young.
Medium Donna Young.
Live from MediumDonnaYoung.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Mediumship Uncovered
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. Donna from Mediumship Uncovered I'm actually in Griffith today, so we're here ready for shows for over the weekend. So tonight I have a show at Griffith, New South Wales. So you can actually purchase tickets at the door if you haven't purchased tickets yet. So, and on Saturday night I have a show in Albury, New South Wales, and on Sunday at Shepparton, Victoria. So we're travelling all weekend. We're very excited about this. So keep your eyes peeled on Medium Donna Young on Facebook and you'll be able to find me. So hopefully I'll see you there. So I've been having a lot of questions about, do spirit ever leave us? Sometimes we just get busy in life and we don't feel them like we used to, but they never ever leave us. So I just want you to know that. So I've also heard rumors over the years about spirits stepping away from people when they get an ego and they go through certain times in their life where it's a learning, and where they kind of they're very much in their ego. And just know that spirit doesn't step away from these people either, or from yourself who may be going through that battle. Spirit will just be there always. We just forget to be able to listen when we're working so much in ego. So that's that. You'll see sometimes mediums or people who work with spirit, things happen, and where I've heard people say all the time, oh, they've spirit's taken their gift away from them. Well, that doesn't happen. It's because our ego gets in the way, and we stop listening, and we stop learning, and we stop doing what we need to do to be able to work with spirit. So just know that we're just the person who they work with to be able to get the messages or the healing across to everyone. We're nothing more than that. But when people start to think that they are more than that, that's when they run into a few little issues. So today we've got a caller as well, which I'm really excited about. It's been really cold here in Griffith, but I love the cold, so I'm really excited. I've also got a few messages for people today as well. Just really quick answers to questions that you've asked on my subscription page. Helen from Buffalo, New York. How are you?
Okay, hello, how are you?
Good, how are you? Welcome to my show. Thank you for listening and following me.
You're welcome.
Now, how I work is I communicate directly with spirit. And today I'm going to ask you, is there someone in particular that you'd like to hear from?
A person named Willie, my son's uncle.
Okay. And he's a real character, this man. He's talking about, a real character. And I feel like he had maybe a little bit of ADHD, but he's talking about where I feel like he was a little bit out of control at times. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, he was out of control, yes, definitely.
Yeah, because he's saying he was out of control And he's talking about him having a lot to do with his passing as well. And I feel like him just not looking after himself. And I do see, like, he's talking about things coming to a tragic end, like things happening which was out of his control. And is there question marks about his passing?
Well, they don't know how he really passed. They found him dead in his house, so they don't really know how he passed, what really happened.
Yeah, because he's talking about question marks around his passing where it hasn't been solved. And what he wants you to know is he's talking about problems with his head. So like a hemorrhage or an aneurysm he's talking about. And he's also talking about, was he a drinker as well?
Oh, yes, he was, yes.
Yeah, because I taste alcohol, I smell alcohol, and he's talking about this all happened because of him not looking after himself, if that makes sense. He's around your son all the time. He's talking about a new opportunity that's coming up for your son to do with his work, if that makes sense. I don't know if he works in some kind of or is going into an area of to work with the government, but I'm seeing a situation for him that's really positive, and this uncle's sending this towards him, if that makes sense. So I don't know if this position is tied to the military or police, or but it's something to do with government organisation that he'll be working for. So I hope this helps. He's also talking about needing to look after your own health at the moment as well. And it's like you run around after everyone, and you really have to take some time out for yourself, if that makes sense. And that will ease the headaches that you're getting. Okay. So he's there around you all the time, and I do feel like you smell alcohol in the air sometimes, and that's when he's around you. It's almost like, I just got the smell of whiskey or bourbon. That's him, if that makes sense.
He likes his alcohol. He likes that.
Yeah, that's it. So, all right, love, it was lovely to meet you. Enjoy New York, Buffalo, and I'll see you again later on in my shows, hopefully.
Okay. And you what's your name?
Yeah, thank you. My name's Donna Young. What's your
name?
So,
Donna. Okay.
Pardon? Yeah, so anyone who would like. Thank you. Anyone who would like to book a reading with me, I've actually got specials at the moment on Magic Gift. So it's magikgift.com. So this is a new spiritual platform that's out there. My readings are the cheapest on this platform. You can also find me on mediumdonnayoung.com. I also have Spirit Club and a subscription page which you can get the readings from me and also join my spiritual class as well. So I've got a few messages for people today. I've got Sharon. Will I be traveling by myself? I feel like you will be traveling by yourself, but and doing a few trips. But I'm also seeing there's going to be a job change, and I do see a friendship evolving, or it could even be a move in the area of the job that you're already in. But I am seeing a change, and I'm seeing a friendship evolving here as well with a lady in the same position as yourself. And I'm seeing you guys going away, traveling, and she may even have a friend or a sister that goes with you as well. So I'm seeing three of you going on a few adventures, but I'm also seeing a few adventures on your own as well to see friends and family, but also just to go to nice destinations or retreats on your own. So I'm also I've also got a message for Kim. Will there be an offer for my business soon? I do feel like there's someone actually who's looking into your business. You may not even know about them yet, but I actually, they're showing me this mother saying, don't worry. It's going to happen. And this is a grandmother from your mum's side of the family. And I've also got a father around you, love, but I am getting an offer and they're helping it to happen. And this offer will actually come from someone who has a similar business to you, or maybe it might be a business that's adjoined that want to kind of bring the businesses together. But there'll be a connection about to do with a business that's already established. I feel like it's maybe in town or maybe in a town that's close by. So I hope that helps. Grace, all right, I've got a message from an ex-partner in spirit from you, and he's talking about a daughter, and he's talking about where you've been handling the situation perfectly. It's almost like you've really stepped away and set really firm boundaries where things aren't affecting you as much as what they used to. So, and I'm also seeing a bit of a shift in love as well. So either someone new is coming in or there's going to be a real change in the love that you're already in, where it's really going to be really special for you. So I hope that helps. They're also talking about needing to be careful about what you're eating, love, because I feel like things are affecting you, certain things, and there's been changes with you. There needs to be changes with your diet, with what's affecting you, and being mindful. Sometimes it's really important that we use our intuition about what we eat. So, and I've always listened to spirit with my diet, and it's really funny because I can't stomach chicken a lot of the, I do have it very every now and then, but and there's certain things that I just can't eat. And then when I went on that diet to do with your bloods, I looked up my diet to do with my blood type, and it says in there that I shouldn't be eating chicken. So listen to our intuition, because it really does. Spirit always knows what we should and shouldn't be doing. So just remember, you can book readings with me at mediumdonnayoung.com. You can join my subscription for $29.99 per month, which is so cheap. And you can also find me with heaps of specials on magicgift.com. It's light workers and readers and events from all over the world. You can even if you are a light worker or a healer or a mentor or a speaker, you can actually join and register on there as well. So it's magicgift.com. So you can also just message me. You can also email me on questions for Donna Young@Hotmail. Have a great day, everyone. And I'll see you next week.